Welcome to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. Holly is a wife, mom, coach, and entrepreneur. She wears these and many more hats while running three successful businesses, a gym, online counseling and nutrition program, and commercial cleaning company. She brings a unique perspective to everyday life with her spicy, no-nonsense attitude. Holly helps her clients keep it simple with small tweaks that over time add up to big life changes. With that, let's get on with today's episode. Here's my friend, Holly Cochran, an incredible human you need to be listening to every Monday.
Hey, family and friends and the odd stranger. Thanks for joining the Monday Matters podcast. Today's episode is about, I think it's going to hit home for every single person who ever listens to this podcast, because I really don't know anybody who hasn't talked to me about mindless eating, binge eating, eating too much after supper, eating too much while we're making supper mindlessly, feeling so hungry just before we're about to eat supper, we eat, you know, 500, 600, 700 calories while we're making the meal, feeling bored and going back and forth to the pantry and grabbing just a couple of extra things, not because we feel hungry, but because we just want to do something. I think humans in general have to manage hunger differently than the rest of the animal species does, because it's just so accessible nowadays. Most people that I know have access to something to eat most of the day, and therefore will often mindlessly eat more than they need to. And it's literally, we can get really, really scientific and talk a lot about hormones and, you know, cortisol and the thyroid gland and all the things that make it so that we have a struggle to lose weight. And those are true. I'm not contradicting any of it. We can have a real struggle to lose weight. But ultimately, weight gain has to do with having more calories than we're burning. We're eating more food and more calories than we are burning. That's what causes us to gain weight. I hate the simplicity of that, and I love the simplicity of that at the same time. If it was just as easy to say, okay, well, I'm putting weight on, so I guess I'll just cut back a little bit on the calories. If it was as easy to do as that, we'd all have done it by now. It's not as easy as it is to just say, eat less calories and you lose weight. It also doesn't need to be as more complicated. So today's episode, I want to just talk about ways to be more mindful when it comes to our food, ways to enhance our relationship with food, and ways to stop that starving binge eating that happens when we are not properly managing calories up until that end of the day, or during the week we're restricting calories all week and then overeating and overindulging on the weekend. So there's a few strategies that can help make this simple task of eating the right amount of calories for what our body's needing to be in maintenance, or eating slightly less calories than our body's needing so that we can lose weight. I have a few strategies for you to try to implement if you're struggling with the mindless eating and knowing that one year after another, you're putting on 5 pounds, 10 pounds, you've put 50 pounds on since the last year. That's too many calories in a day. And we got to figure out ways to make it easier to not overconsume calories. Okay. So just before I start, I want you to just think about the definition of like a binge eat, where you've eaten a lot of calories in a short amount of time, or you have eaten a lot of calories that you didn't really feel in control of eating. All of a sudden, it's like, oh my God, I ate that whole bag. Where you're eating and you don't feel like you can stop. Like, unless somebody comes and takes it away from you, you just don't feel like you have total control over that. If you're eating faster than you normally would, or you're doing it kind of secretively. Now, we've all hidden in the back from our kids. That's not necessarily what I'm talking about. Maybe we all haven't. Maybe I'm just outing myself and Corey, because I know we have both gone into the pantry and eaten something that we didn't want to share with our kids at that moment. But that's not necessarily, if you are doing it, hiding it from like literally yourself, even like if you don't want to eat in the space that you're in and you wait till you get out to the car to have something to eat, that's kind of a binge eating situation. Not really what we're talking about today. A whole other podcast to talk about that relationship with food and the emotional eating. We're not talking about that today. I'm just talking about how we accidentally do it right out in the open and then think, man, I think I probably ate more than I needed to today. So eating more than we need is what causes us to gain weight. If you have no idea how many calories you need to eat in a day or how many calories you are eating a day, I'd like to suggest you start there. It's really easy math to figure out. So send me a message. I can tell you how many calories your body needs to stay exactly where it is right now and how many calories you need to lose a little bit of weight, like a pound a week. That's not a big deal. I can tell you that. The hard part is finding out how many calories are you eating in a day. And I highly recommend if you've never tracked, if you've never written down what you're putting in your body every day, if you've never used an app like, say, MyFitnessPal or something, if you've never done anything like that, I highly suggest you do it once. Do it for a week. Do it for a month. You will learn a ton. I always tell people that are going to be tracking, imagine it's you signing up for a university class, and maybe it's only a 30-day long university class, but go into it like you're gaining information. Learn as much as you can about what foods you normally eat, what those foods are made out of, how many calories each of these foods contain. It's way easier to make smart, healthy choices when you are informed. And most of us don't. We either are listening to some influencer about what's a good idea, or we're reading the outside of the package and assuming that the people that make that package are telling us the truth. None of those are really reliable sources. You really should understand what your food is made of and how many calories are in it. And it's easy to say that the ultra-processed foods, things that come in packages, are not good for you. But have you ever checked out things that are good for you? Like, say, nuts, seeds, avocado, olive oil. All of these things have a lot of calories in them. They're good for us. I tell you to eat them every day, and you need to eat them every day. But if you have no idea what a tablespoon of avocado looks like calorie-wise, you might simply just eat a whole avocado because I told you avocado is good for you and you should eat it. But a whole avocado might have too many calories for what you need in a day, depending on your output. And all of a sudden you're doing everything. I'm doing all of the things I'm eating. I've switched it out. I'm not having peanut butter on my toast anymore. I'm having avocado on my toast. And I don't know why I'm still not losing weight. I hear these kinds of things, but part of it is you've taken the first couple weeks of the university class and you've learned avocado's good for you, but you still don't really understand what you need on a daily basis. So that's a good starting point. Is if you've never tracked, look into tracking. See how that works. It's a process. I would not say you're going to get an A+ and be an awesome university student in this course on your first week. It's a process. But just start playing around in it, figuring out a few of the things, and you will learn a ton about food and fuel and calories and protein. I don't recommend we do this forever. So you're not going to track forever. Do not become obsessed with tracking. None of that is a good idea, but it's the best way for us to understand calories. Okay, today's podcast is about mindless eating. So I want to get back on track with that. But the first sort of number one way to be mindful of what you're eating is to be mindful of what you're eating by keeping track of it, writing it down or tracking it. That's the number one way to be aware of what you're eating. Nothing goes in unless you are recording it for just a brief amount of time till you learn about that process. Okay, so now that you have learned about food and you've been mindful for a while, it should be a bit of an awakening as to, okay, I know what was going in my body. I know what was serving me. I know what the high calorie culprits are. And you can start making those swaps just to better serve yourself. It's definitely where I started wanting to enjoy black coffee because of all the things that I wanted to eat in a day. The 150 calories I was consuming in a few cups of coffee with my fancy creamer didn't seem worth it. I could take those out and eat something way better. So it's in that process where I started to learn what swaps I was wanting to make. Now, let's talk about other strategies to be not necessarily mindful, but just not overeating. We've talked about the first one tons, or I guess we're calling it the second one now because the first one's tracking. We'll talk about the second strategy, getting enough protein in. I harp about protein all of the time. And now I'm switching my protein harping to include, but balance that with fiber. But really, ultimately, I'm never going to go away from we need to get an adequate amount of protein to feel satiated and to maintain muscle mass on a daily basis. And most people that I talk to who are having a struggle to lose weight could, you know, just focus on protein a little bit more. Not necessarily because there's a whole other side of eating too much protein and not being able to detox it, blah, 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 blah. But if you take a look at your diet and your diet does not have 30 to 40 grams of protein in the first meal, whenever you're breaking your fast, you could do a little bit more protein in your day. When I talk to people about being really hungry at night and really hungry before and after supper, the fastest fix, like literally the easiest way to solve that is to get a little bit more protein in before the end of your workday. You need higher protein snacks in your day. You got to start packing the cottage cheese. You got to make a smoothie in the afternoon at work. You got to take one of those Fairlife protein shakes. You need to warm up some egg bites. I don't know what you want to make work in your diet or in your busy workday, but if you can figure out ways to get more protein in before you get home, you will do a better job of not overeating at the end of the day, which is when most of the overeating happens. That binge eating or that mindless eating or that not being able to feel satiated is usually in the evening. So get enough protein in before the end of the day. I try to get people to eat, you know, like 60 to 80 grams of protein in before they eat their supper. Most people that start this journey aren't eating 60 to 80 grams of protein in a day. And I want you to do that before supper. So it's not easy. It's a process. You got to start learning about protein, but it definitely helps you feel full longer. It helps you when you're trying to build muscle or not lose muscle, when you're trying to lose fat and not muscle. Look for protein sources, focus on them, and it will definitely help with that binging at the end of the day. Our body does not give us different signals necessarily between hunger and thirst. So if you feel hungry, you might be thirsty. So avoid feeling thirsty. If you're thirsty, you're dehydrated and you should have been drinking some more water during the day. I am so guilty of that yesterday. I realized at the end of a 12-hour dance day, I only had one shaker cup of water. I had my smoothie and one shaker cup of water. That is not enough for what my body's used to. And I can feel it today. Like I had a pretty good sleep, but I feel draggy and like kind of yawning and I'm dehydrated. I know I just didn't drink enough water yesterday and I'm hungry. I shouldn't necessarily be hungry right now, but I feel hungry. So once I realized, oh, I only took one bottle of water yesterday. I am just drinking a lot of water right now, telling myself I'm not truly hungry. I'm thirsty. And in two more shaker cups from now, I'm going to feel back to myself. Hydrate. Can't tell you enough how many systems in our body require adequate hydration. So drink enough water. It helps with the mindful or the binge eating. Sometimes you are just looking for something and it's not food, it's just water. The other one that can help you to not sort of go overboard in the eating is severe restriction or yo-yo dieting or whatever you want to call it. But when you go into real calorie restrictions, especially the people that do it all week, I'm hardly eating anything all week, like 800 to 1,000 calories. I don't know why I'm not losing weight, or I don't know why I'm gaining weight still, because they have these cheat meals, or say they think they're at, let's say you're supposed to eat 1,800 calories. And so you set yourself up all week to be at 1,200 calories so that you have this 600 calorie surplus all week. Most people won't. They'll eat more than that. And then when they get a cheat meal day, they go way into like the 3,000 calories. It's not hard. Yet we were at Red Lobster with my parents the other day and they put the calories on the menu. Wow, that takes the joy out of going to Red Lobster with your parents. When you see that one Red Lobster meal that you're pretty sure isn't going to fill you up and does not include a biscuit or a drink or anything is like 1,400 calories, and I'm only supposed to eat about 18 in a day, and I've already consumed breakfast in the morning, like there's no way you're not going to be over calories if you do that. So the yo-yo diets where you go really, really restricted and then have these cheat meals, or the weekends where you add alcohol in, that there's where your calorie surplus is usually. You cannot restrict enough during the week to have fun on the weekends, every weekend, and it not backfire and bite you in the butt that's getting bigger and bigger. So the yo-yo, the trying to be, you know, really restrictive so that you can make up for it later, it does not work. You need to maintain a certain amount of calories throughout the week and aim for 7 days out of that week. So if you want to consume those calorie drinks, they got to come from somewhere. So you better be eating, you know, very healthy, low calorie breakfast focused on egg whites and that kind of stuff. That's what your world needs to look like in order for it to not keep creeping up. The restrictive diet and then the cheat meal, go all out on the weekend, it's not going to work. We don't do a good enough job during the week. Our bodies usually need us to eat a little bit more throughout the week. That's when we're busy. That's when we're working. That's when our brains are trying to function. So we're going to end, we might think we're really restrictive, but actually our body's reaching for a little this and a little that, and you're not writing it down. And so don't overly restrict yourself thinking that that's going to help. You literally want to get into a nice 7-day routine of consistent feeding your body slightly under what your body's needing if you're trying to lose weight. It's not a every once in a while just go all out and then starve yourself for 3 days. I do enjoy fasting. That's a totally different topic. But fasting is not the same as punishing yourself with no calories so that you can make up for it in alcohol later. It's not at all the same. So don't justify that by saying, oh, I'm fasting. Fasting so that you can drink a bunch of booze is not necessarily what I'm talking about. Okay. The other piece that I have learned doing all of this is there are some foods, comfort foods, and we're going to do a whole other podcast on emotional eating, but there are some certain foods that I eat or I used to eat because they were connected to emotions and memories and things like that. Like when I'm sad, when I'm happy, did certain things, or was I fed certain things to as rewards or, you know, to cheer me up? If you think that you are overeating in calories because you are searching for, you know, to fill a void, then that's a that's a whole other thing that you get to delve into. And I don't think it's a bad thing at all, but you get to now realize, okay, why do I do this every night? Why do I crave these things? Probably because you're thirsty and need some more protein. But maybe there's some more to it than that. Maybe you're fully hydrated and you've had lots of protein today, and yet you still are really thinking about something every evening. What is that something connected to? Is it a previous relationship where you always, after supper, had chips and dip and watched movies with somebody that you cared about, and that person isn't there anymore, and now all you want is chips and dip? But it's really, it's about the person. So make a little bit of connection towards the things that you crave and that you seek out, that you know are taking you over in your calories, and just do a little work on that. I always say I'm therapying myself right now. Do a little bit of therapying yourself and delve into that. Why are you really connected to certain foods or time of day? The last sort of piece I wanted to give you, not the last strategy, but one of the last ones I wanted to give you for strategies, is when our body feels like it's being chased by a bear. So when you are in that fight or flight, imagine people who are in high stress jobs, training a lot, shift workers with sleep deprivation. Any of these sort of fight or flight kinds of situations, high stress relationships, all that kind of stuff. When you start feeling like you're being chased by a bear, and if you get stuck in that feeling, your body starts to tell you that you need enough fuel to constantly be running away from a bear. So imagine that your world is very stressful. Your body thinks it's being chased by a bear, and so it's eating like it's running from a bear. And it might be that you need to just like calm the F down. You're not being chased by a bear. Even in those stressful situations, you need to develop the strategies, the breath work, the yoga practice, the meditation. You just need to let your body know there's no bear. Stop telling me to feed myself like I'm running from a bear. I'm sitting at this desk being annoyed and frustrated with useless coworkers. It's not the same and does not require as much food as actually running away from a bear. So if you feel like your stressful life could be making your body feel like it needs to eat to survive, you need to convince your body of its safety. You need to relax that inner central nervous system, the whole body, not just like collapse into bed at the end of the night and hope by tomorrow your central nervous system has recovered. It won't. It doesn't work that way. It's purposeful work that you need to invest in order for your body to come out of that fighting situation. So I want you to just make the connection between, okay, I'm craving food, I'm binge eating, I'm putting weight on, I'm eating more calories than my body needs, and my body's stressed out. Yoga can help you lose weight, and not because you are holding plank. Plank will help you get stronger in your core, but the breathing, the relaxation, the slower movements, the lengthening of the muscles, the breath work that comes along with a great yoga practice, yeah, that helps you to lose weight, because all of a sudden your body's like, I feel a little safer today. I don't think the bear is as close to my ankles as it once was. Maybe I'm not going to, you know, signal hunger. And you might sleep better when you're not as tired. Anybody be completely sleep deprived and have the total munchies? Like, they go hand in hand. All of those things go hand in hand. But if your body goes to bed not feeling like it's in a fight, and it feels calmer and it feels safer, and you get a better sleep, you wake up more relaxed, more satiated. It's the whole cycle. The other little things that I wrote down on this piece of paper that I do that are, you know, really not scientific whatsoever. I hope nobody ever thinks this podcast is any kind of medical advice. I only pretend to think I know what I'm talking about medically. The other thing I do though is, so I signal that my meal is over with a little bite of something sweet, especially at the end of the day. And I mean little. So I'll make that fudge, that vegan fudge from my blog, my recipe blog, and it's in the deep freeze, and I cut it up into tiny little pieces, and I'll put one of those in my mouth and let it melt, and that's just like dessert, done, over, don't look for anything else. That's the last thing I want to have a taste of at the end of the day. Okay, so that's one thing I do, is I actually indulge in dessert. This little bite of fudge helps me to just sort of end the search for whatever it is that's going to end my day. I brush my teeth. So I brush my teeth and I don't eat again. So brush your teeth early. Like, what if you finished supper at 6:30 and went and brushed your teeth? Most people don't. Most people wait until 9:30, 10 o'clock till they're going to bed to brush your teeth. But what if you didn't? What if you finished the last thing that you wanted to eat and you've consumed all the calories you want to consume today? Go brush your teeth. See if that's just a quick fix strategy. When I'm at work, if I feel like, cause I pack my fridge sometimes with all the week's worth of food here. So like I could keep going back and I could grab another little muffin and there's a box of Larabars here. And like, I could keep snacking away if I wanted to, but I don't want to. I don't want to keep eating. I'm just kind of trying to not work at the computer and distract myself. So I keep walking around looking for a little snack of some sort, but I won't if I have a piece of gum in my mouth. I'd love to be honest with you and say it's always sugar-free gum. It's not always. Sometimes it's the cheap stuff from Costco, for sure. It's not the best option, but I can tell you it's better than me eating these granola bars that I buy for my kids in this office. So if I pop a piece of gum in my mouth, when I know full well I am not hungry, have some gum and a glass of water, I can avoid having 300 to 450 calories worth of a bar while I'm just procrastinating doing the work that I need to be doing. And the last one you've all heard me talk about, the simple things, is you're going to eat what you buy. So when you are in Costco and you are down that aisle, you know, with all the chocolate covered almonds and the Snappers and the bars, like, listen up, you know who you are. When you are in that aisle in Costco, have some restraint. If you buy it, you or someone you love is going to eat it. So don't buy a bunch of that stuff if it's a struggle for you to not eat it. If it's there and you struggle to eat it, you put it there. Don't put it there next time. I always say to people, it takes you 3 trips to the grocery store, like 3 different weekly stock up sessions. After that third week, you probably only have what you want in your house. You will have scrounged around and cleaned out the pantry, scraped the barrels. You'll have done all the things and run out of all the things that you don't really want to be battling yourself for. Don't replenish that stock. Life gets easier. My kids go visit their friends for the good stuff. I get that. Let them. I let them go visit their friends for the good stuff. They have their own money now. I go in their cars. I see what they're eating in their cars. That's all for them to sort out. I don't need to be providing that food for them, the ones that are of no relevance whatsoever. And it's hard for me to not say a little bite of this and a little bite of that. And since I'm not tracking right now, I know those little bites add up. So I just don't want them. I don't want to eat those little bites of this, that, and the other thing, especially if I'm not going to be tracking it, because it's so easy to then be over in calories. Okay, just a quick recap. Make sure you're getting enough protein. Make sure you know what your food is made of. Know what is high calorie food, even though I've told you it's good for you. Check out those things, track them. Write everything you eat down for a couple of weeks, even if you're not putting it in an app. Just make your fingers do the walk through each of those words. Write down everything that you eat. When you get sick of writing that stuff down, you'll know you're probably eating a little too much. So that helps with being mindful. Go into that university class of what am I eating and learn everything you can. Eat protein, drink water, brush your teeth, eat some gum, and try to convince your body that it is not running from a bear all day long, every day. Calm down with mindful techniques like yoga and breath work, some meditation, some relaxation. Convince your body that it is safe and does not need to constantly be fed. All of these things might help with that binge eating, that mindless snacking, that looking for just a little bit of something else, or that starving as, you know, 15 crackers and hummus before you even started making supper. I'm guilty of that one. I go home and I open up the container of hummus and I eat rice crackers and hummus while I'm making my supper. And if I don't portion that out, like I'm getting 6 crackers. And when you're done that, like put it all away. If I don't do that, I'll way overeat crackers and hummus, which are not that bad for me. I'll do that and then have supper. Well, now I've overeaten. So if I wasn't so hungry when I got home, if I had done a better job of some protein while I was here at work, I probably wouldn't need anything while I'm producing my meal. And maybe if I went home and popped a piece of gum in my mouth instead of the crackers and hummus, I could avoid that too. So every day, it's a thing. Every day, it's a, okay, what do I need to do to be solid today? How do I work on this? I hope there's been something in here that you can consider to be a useful piece of information. If you want to know how many calories you should be eating in a day to be in maintenance, or how many calories you want to eat in a day to lose a pound a week, that's super easy for me to figure out for you. So send me a message and I will figure that out. If you are not subscribed to the Monday Matters podcast, if it's not popping up on your podcast feed on a weekly basis, please go and subscribe at the top. And if you know somebody that you've had a conversation about mindlessly eating or weight loss, and you think this might be useful information for them, take a screenshot of the podcast, post it onto your story so that they can find it. And I appreciate that a lot. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Monday Matters, leave her a review, and share this episode on your social media. Should you have any questions about what you listened to or want more info, reach out and send her a message at K2 Health with Holly on Instagram and Facebook. She loves hearing from her listeners. See you next time.